Sided with Rosie is a book about kind of kilometer square, and that's worth remembering when, in the days when we're all writing books and reading books that are global. I'll read this one little passage just to, I hope to illustrate what I've said, which is about right towards the beginning of the book. It's about him as a child, when he's overgrown by grass. Living down there, he says, was like living in a bean pod. One could see nothing but the bed one lay in. Our horizon of woods was the limit of our world. For weeks on end, the trees moved in the wind with a dry roaring that seemed a natural utterance of the landscape. In winter, they ringed us with throats and spikes, and in summer they oozed over the lips of the hills like layers of thick green lava. Mornings, they steamed with mist or sunshine, and almost every evening threw streamers above us, reflecting sunsets we were too hidden to see. And he goes on over the page. I remember too the light on the slopes, long shadows in tufts and hollows, with cattle brilliant as painted china treading their echoing shapes. Bees blew like cake crumbs through the golden air, white butterflies like sugared wafers, and when it wasn't raining, a diamond dust took over which veiled and yet magnified all things.